Here we go, Parshas Kedoshim, Tavshin Ayin Tes, Alein Shemin Tchus, Refer Shilma for Baruch Tzibin, Rifka Batya, Sor Shechoy Yisrael, and obviously, for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, who needs the Rabbanu Shalom is watching over, and Siyad Tishmai, and we're very much thinking about them. First idea comes to us from the Oiv Yisrael, the Abda Rebbe. Open Pesukim, Vayda Ba'ashem, Moshe Lima, Dabar, Kol Das B'nei Yisrael, Vamartinem, Kedoshim, Tiyu, Kikarosh, Ani Hashem, Alokeichem. Rish Baruch Tetzcha Yisrael, I want you to be holy, because I am holy. Says the Abda Rebbe, the Oiv Yisrael. You want to know how to know the number one way to be holy? El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Then you can be V'amart Alem Kedoshim to you. When a Jew is El Kol Adas, when a Jew has the Koch of Achtus, the Jew has the ability to care for someone else, to other people's children who are running now in the middle of the night to bunkers, then you could be Kedoshim to you. El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael was El Kol Adas. El Kol Adas is the mid of Achtus. It's mid of caring and concern for others. Then Kedoshim to you. Then a person can know what holiness is. It's very much resonated with an idea that I once heard from my Rebbe, Rejuna Michelle, who quoted the original Rebbe, Yaakov Inu, at the end of his life, is about to tell Klai Yisrael, his Shvatim, when Mashiach's going to come, and he asked Lachem, Vagidachem, Esachar Achrasim. He tells Klai Yisrael, tells his Shvatim when Mashiach's going to come. And we know Rashi says the Shechina left him. Says the originator, the when might have left, but he got in the how. Hey osu lachem. If you gather together, then you'll be zochot to the acher sayamim. If you gather together, you unite. Kippa, no kippa, suga, na suga, whatever it is, or one family, at the end of the day, then you'll be zochot to ba'agid alchem esach acher sayamim. Then you'll be zochot to the kedoshim to you. El kodas kedoshim to you. And hey osu lachem, zochot to the Mashiach, be'ez Hashem. Shvizoch to mamash feel this Torah, especially in these days of Sfiras Omer, especially in these days of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. Moving on to idea number two. Yutas Gimel, the next pasuk says, Ish imo v'avivav tiraro v'ashapsosai tishmaro. Right, the midah, the mitzvahs of mora avayim, kibra avayim, and the ability to keep Shabbos. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, why are these two things next to each other? That if your parents tell you to not keep Shabbos, you don't have to listen to them. Right? The same thing. By all mitzvahs, if your parent tells you not to keep it, you don't have to keep it. Says the Imre Chaim of Vision. It's got to be a deeper connection here between Shabbos and Mora Aveim, and Kibbut Aveim. They're right next to each other. It says the Imre Chaim of Vision. He says what Shabbos is for the weak, parents are for a child. The same way that a parent brings up their child and is mashpia to their children and influences their children and brings them up physically, spiritually, emotionally, spiritually, that's what Shabbos does to us. Shabbos uplifts a Jew. It's the mashpia, it's the shefa, it's the source of everything for the entire week. It's the source of bracha, like we say in the Chadori, it's the Mekor bracha. So you want to know the deeper pshat, why Shabbos is next to Kibbut Aveim. Has nothing to do. Obviously, the Rashi Pshat is very. That's beautiful. And it's very true. Parents tell you to sing, you don't have to listen to them to keep Shabbos. If they tell you not to keep Shabbos, you don't have to listen to them. You keep Shabbos. But the same way, like Shabbos is mashpia. Same way, like your parents are give over to their children, and they educate them and they bring them up. So too, Shabbos is the influence to our lives, and it brings us closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. This is my Rabbi Simon. I think quoted the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim used to always scream and used to always say. He never understood why people are rushing out of Shabbos. People are rushing here, rushing there, rushing out of Shabbos. The more Shabbos you have, the more bracha you have for the entire week. The more Shabbos you have, the more bracha you have for the entire week, right? The Zohar tells us. The Zohar tells us in Yisrael. Shabbos is what all bracha that comes from the week, it comes from the Shabbos before. You have a big meeting that week, make sure to try to keep a little extra Shabbos. You have a test at the end of the day, make sure that Shabbos before is extra, extra special. Beautiful insights. From the Ivrit Mirchaim of Vizhnitz and the Chavetz Chaim. Moving on to Adina number three. Adina number three comes to us from Yilchezko of Kuzmir. You test. Ahav Tzarecha Kamoicha Ani Hashem. You should love your friend like yourself. I am God. And Rashi quotes the famous Chazal. I'm Rabbi Kiva. Zekal God of the Torah. Medrash says, Rabbi Kiva said, this is a great rule in the Torah. Says Yilchezko of Kuzmir, what does this mean? Rabbi Kiva Zekal God of the Torah. He says, you want to know what Rabbi Kiva really meant? He says, you want to know if your Torah is real Torah, Klal Gadol b'Torah. He says, you want to know if your Torah is real learning, make sure to look. What's like the antidote to know if your learning is Lashma? Look at your Avos Yisrael. He says, you want to know how Klal Gadol b'Torah, you want to know how to find your Torah? make sure your Avos Yisrael is strong. You want to know if your Torah is strong? Make sure your Avos Yisrael, it's intertwined, it's interconnected. When you learn, when we're learning and closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, that's supposed to influence the way we treat one another. And that's why the Gemara tells us, Yevamos and Tzavach Beis, Rabbi Akiva's students, it wasn't penetrating, it wasn't making them better interpersonal people. And that's why there was 24,000 deaths. What does this mean? He says that we learn Torah to closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, but we also learn Torah to grow closer to each other. And at the end of the day, if we're not growing closer to each other, the Torah wasn't the Shema. If you want to know if you, the litmus test for your Torah, is it making you a better husband, a better wife, a better Jew, a better friend? What a beautiful, beautiful insight, Rav Cheskel of Kuzmir. And at the end of the day, it's reminding me of a quote from Rav Chaim of Brisk. And he says the following thing. He says that a person who has their Gemara, here's the quote, a person who closes Gemara because he must perform a chesed, his Gemara is still open. A person who opens his Gemara to avoid doing a chesed, his Gemara is still closed. Meaning at the end of the day, a Jew's life, when we learn, it's supposed to make us better people. The Zohar tells us that Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah are all one. When we learn Torah, we're going closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, but at the same way we're going closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, we're also growing closer to each other. Beautiful insights from Rav Cheskel of Kuzmir and Rav Chaim Brisker. Moving on to Adiyah number 4. Adiyah number 4 comes to us from the Bar Moshe, Rav Moshe Chil of Ozhever, the Ozhever Rebbe. So the Pasuk says in Shvi, Atem Tishu as Amasam Ani, Anen Elachem. Pasuk Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you shall inherit the land and I will give it to you to inherit it. So the Ozhever Rebbe says, is Eretz Yisrael, is it a Yerusha or is it a gift? Which one is it? Right, in the beginning of the Pasuk, Atem Tishu as Amasam, it's a Yerusha. And then it says, Vani Anena, the Lashon Matana. Because that's actually the Milo, that's actually the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. The Milo of Eretz Yisrael is that it's actually both. It's an inheritance we have from our forefathers, but it's also a gift. He says, what's the galus? Because when you have an inheritance is forever. It's constant. It's forever. Be'ein lo hefsek. There's no stoppage. Matana also gives it another something special. It has that ability to be able to feel fresh, to feel new. He says, that's exactly the whole idea. Says we have the ability to connect to Eretz Yisrael not only through Marasha, not in like in the way of that it's constant and forever, but it's also we feel when you get off that flight, you get to Eretz Yisrael that first time, you feel the matana, you feel the firstness, you feel the simcha that you have like you've never been there before ever. That is the galus of Eretz Yisrael. It's a Yerusha and it's also a matana. And I thought it'd be very apropos for all the Yom Tov for this week, especially for our brothers and sisters to talk about Eretz Yisrael. The Maimarim writes in Mayamaya Yeshua, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalab quotes, he's the Talmud Mufak from Rav Kook, and he says that at the end of the day, you want to know if we're not in Eretz Yisrael, we know what we could do for Eretz Yisrael, for ourselves. The more we think about Eretz Yisrael, the more we think about the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, the more we're mamish there. Sha'al yidei shehim ishtokigim eileha, nechshavim him ki'ilu nimsoim shav v'nasim, yal yidei zem mitzvah v'chal mitzvah, gam or b'yosim chutz la'aretz. He says at the end of the day, a Jew is thinking about Eretz Yisrael, your mamish doing mitzvos physically in America, outside of Israel, but if you're thinking about Eretz Yisrael, it's like you're there. Right? The Baal Shem Tov says, wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are. Says the Maimarim, if you're yearning for Eretz Yisrael, it's mamish like you're there. And this is such a beautiful insight of Rav Moshe says that Eretz Yisrael is the Indian of Morasha and the Indian of a Matana. And a beautiful insight of the Maimarim telling us how to connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael. Moving on to idea number 5. Idea number 5 comes to us. Misacher Dov of Zlach. All the Torahs this week are very called all from the Svarim Kedoshim. Pasuk says, "V'yisani Kedoshim ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Abdi Aschem Ine Amil Yosli." He says, at the end of the day, Baruch Hashem tells us, "You shall be holy for me, for I am Hashem holy, and I separate you from among the peoples to be mine." So the Baruch Hashem says, "The Misacher Dov of Zlach." He says, "It's midah k'negan midah. The more we become holy for the right purposes, the matar shall li." We're doing things lishma for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're doing things for the right reasons. Then, la'avdil aschem min ha'amim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you'll feel my love. The more you do things lishma, the more you do things for yisem li kedoshim, for me, then you'll be zoch va'avdil aschem min ha'amim. Right? It's like the two parts of the psukim, they connect. Yisem li kedoshim, the more you do for me, for lishma, then va'avdil, the vav is the vav achibor, it connects. And at the end of the day, this reminds me very much simply of the Siman Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Kairetz and Reish Lamanav. How does a Jew serve their Ribono Shel Olam, Shem Shemayim? Pasha, their Achila, their Shesia, their Yeshiva, their Halicha, everything is with Yudhe, Yudhe, Yudhe. All the physical things we do throughout the day, they're thinking about their Ribono Shel Olam. thinking about how am I growing closer to the Baruch Hu in each step that I do and everything that I do. I found that was such a beautiful insight from Yisrael Chazor of the Zlachev and the Shulchan Aruch. Moving on, let's just review these five ideas. So, Oiv Yisrael told us, El Kol Adas Ben Yisrael, then Kiddushim to you. You want to be Kadosh, you want to be part of the Kiddushim to you, first you have to be El Kol Adas. First you have to have the Midah of Achdus, the caring for each other. And that's the original Rebbe. The original tells Yaakov Avinu, tells the Shvatim before his death, Hey Asu Lechem. Right? The Ruch HaKodesh got when? But how? The Yaakov got it in there. Hey Asu Lechem, gather together. The second idea, Mechaim HaVishetz, Rashi tells us why Shabbos next to Kibbut Avim. Because if your parents tell you not to keep Shabbos, you don't have to listen to them. It says in Mechaim HaVishetz, there's something deeper there. He says that just like a parent is mashpia, gives over to their child, Shabbos gives over to each one of us, gives over bracha and blessing and treasures for the entire week. And that's why the Chafetz Chaim never understood how people are rushing out of Shabbos. The more Shabbos you have, the more bracha you have for the entire week. The third idea, Cheskov Kozhmir, Avdu Echa Kamocha, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Zekla Godu B'Torah. Zekla Godu B'Torah, does that mean this is the great in Torah? It says Rabbi Cheskov Kozhmir, Zekla Godu B'Torah. You want to know how good your Torah is? See how is it affecting your Avos Yisrael? When you learn, you come home, how you treating your family, how you treating your friends, how you treating your parents? The learning is supposed to affect you and to be a better and more loving and kind and caring person. And that's what Chaim Brisket, Chaim says, one who closes Gemara to do chesed, his Gemara is still open. And one who opens the Gemara to avoid doing chesed, the Gemara is still closed. Meaning at the end of the day, the Torah is the here for us to be able to grow closer to Hashem, but also to grow closer to each other. The Be'er Moshe, Eretz Yisrael, is Yerusha and a Matana. Right, the pasuk says at the end of the parsha in Chaf Chaf Dalet, "Atem Tishu Asad Moslem Aniyat Nena Lachem Lareshes." Right? Is it a marasha or is it matana? Says the Arjav Rebbe, it's both. It's a Yerusha that at the end of the day it's constant, it's forever, but also has that freshness of being a matana. When you get off the Eretz Yisrael, you mamash feel that freshness, you feel that warmth. And Meimarim says, how do we connect ourselves to Eretz Yisrael? We're not even there. We're thinking about Eretz Yisrael, we're davening for Eretz Yisrael. It is like we're there, says the Baal Shem Tov. The Meimarim expands on it. In my Yeshua, Reish Nun Gimel, when a person yearns for Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he's mamash there. Finally, fifth and final idea, Rabbi Yitzchak Dov of Zlachev tells us that at the end of the day, the Yisrael Kedoshim, you do things for their bonus shalom. Then the avdil chamin la'am. Then the Rebbeinu Shem says, "I'm going to make sure to separate you." Then you bezuch to feel my oneness with you, and that's the Shulchan Aruch. How does a Jew serve the Rebbeinu Shem 24/7? They do everything with yud hayachila, shesia, halicha, yeshiva. Everything's with yud hayah. Everything with the Rebbeinu Shem on our minds. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to have achdus amongst each other, especially during these days of sphere, especially during these times of thinking about what's going on in our hearts and our souls. To have the midah of achdus, to have the Shabbos Kodesh, the more bracha, the more Shabbos, the more bracha. Torah should lead us to be more caring individuals, more sensitive individuals. The galus of Eretz Yisrael, the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, and to make sure that we're always serving the Ribono Shel Olam, l'shma, in a real and the most sincere and genuine way. Shkoyach k'chodesh.